Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I'm, of course, William Mamo. Hey, what's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, too, and Happy New Year to everybody listening to the show. This is the season premiere of Sports Urban Legend, and we want to thank you all for, your continued support throughout the years. And that's, you know, we really appreciate it, you know. You know, I usually don't speak for you, Macaulay, but I'd say it's safe to say that you share my sentiments as well.
No.
That's funny.
Not really.
Well, I'm happy for the both of us.
Yeah, I mean, I hope you guys out there have a great year and much success.
Thank you for ruining our TGIF moment there. Well, all seriousness, you know, thank you for listening to the show. You know what we do on this show. You know, we talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. You know, goof around, as you could see, you know, seconds ago. But you know, we also have some serious stuff to talk about. We're gonna get to that momentarily. You know, of course, we're gonna talk. You know, the NFL playoffs that's going on right now. You know, the wild card. You know, playoffs are going on as we speak. The Lions are facing. You know, the Cowboys, and you know, we're gonna talk about the latest news in you know, NFL hirings and firings, you know, with the Jets and Giants staying pat, you know with their you know, head coach Tom Coughlin, and of course Jerry Reese, their GM. You know, we'll also talk about the horrific state with the Knicks as they face the Bucks later on tonight. And, you know, we're also going to touch on all those, you know, all the important stuff, you know, in sports, including, you know, the Florida State Seminoles' first loss in over a year against Oregon State Ducks, you know. But, we'll get into that. And, of course, as usual, WWE first. You know, we got to, you know, pay our respects and our condolences, you know, due to the fact that Stuart Scott, you know, the former ESPN commentator, he passed away, you know, recently. So, you know, my condolences go out to, you know, to his family, you know, for their loss.
Yeah, definitely. It's 49 years old. He's been battling cancer for the last 8 years. It's sad, man. He's definitely one of the most entertaining and one of the most exciting sportscasters on ESPN.
Yeah.
I mean, he made ESPN what it is today, you know, with all the catchphrases and the entertainment comments, you know, on the sports highlights. He was fun to watch or fun to listen to.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Fortunately, he passed away at such a young age, 49 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And, our thoughts and prayers are with his family.
Yeah, rest in peace. My condolences.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And, of course, folks, if you want to, chime in and give your thoughts on anything sports entertainment-wise, feel free to call 917-388-4189. That's 917-4189. Let's, move on to, the NFL. And before we get into the games, we're going to talk about some, big news. As expected, Rex Ryan and John Idzik, the head coach and the GM of the New York Jets, respectively, they both got the can. And, Rex Ryan's potential replacements includes Doug Marrone, who was recently the former head coach with the Buffalo Bills. And on the GM side, Scott Pioli, the GM, the former GM with the Patriots during their heyday, he's rumored to also be one of the candidates that might possibly take, the role of GM. What's your thoughts on the rumors?
Well, I mean, it was expected that Rex Ryan was going to be canned. I don't know who's going to be the next Jets coach right now. I mean, there's a lot of rumors going around. Doug Marrone, I mean, he's a good candidate. And really, there's not many that many coaches out there right now for hire, when you think about it. Because not a lot of coaches are getting fired as of yet. So who knows, the next Jets head coach might be someone from the college ranks, maybe.
You might be right. You never know. Or an assistant head coach.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, the perfect candidate for Jets would be, Harbaugh from 49ers,
yeah.
But that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Unfortunately for the Jets, he signed back with Michigan. So,
yeah,
that's, like you said, out of the question now. So, we'll wait to see who's going to be the next GM and head coach of the Jets.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, it's expected that the GM's going to be hired first, you know, before you, you know, the traditional way, because you generally speaking, you know, the head coach, you know, the head coach gets hired after by the GM.
Right.
You know, so if Jim Harbaugh was there, was available, you know, if he didn't sign, you know, to go to, you know, to coach, you know, college, I think they would have, you know, they would have hired him on the spot if he was interested.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. So, basically, you know, we'll see what unfolds, you know, with the Jets.
Yeah.
In the near future. And hopefully, Woody Johnson makes the right decisions to try to get this team back on track. But let's move on to the Giants. And basically, their big news is that they didn't do any moves. They gave both guys a chance. And Tom Coughlin is going to be a lame duck head coach. They're not expected to extend the contract. And they're going to see what happens, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know how the Giants always, you know, generally speaking, play hard for him. So, you know, look for Giants to try to bounce back from these two horrible seasons.
Oh, yeah. They got the young guy and Odell back home. They got Victor Cruz come back. They got some young group of guys. Next year, hopefully it's a turning year. You know, hopefully they make the playoffs after a two-year drought and get back to the promised land again. And maybe Tom Coughlin and maybe some other coach trying to lead them there.
Yep, they're in good hands. You know, those guys, you know, they took them to the promised land, as you said. So, you know, we'll see what happens with the Giants this upcoming season.
Yeah. It's going to be a busy offseason.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a busy offseason for both teams because, you know, Jets are going to have a lot of cap space and they better wheel and deal unlike they did in the offseason. You know, signing Decker, you know, they didn't really spend that much, you know, in the offseason. But then, you know, they did, you know, acquire Harvin, you know, via the trade, but it was too little too late, as you remember.
Yeah.
But enough about the New York teams. Let's talk about the teams who actually, you know, are in the playoffs. And, of course, let's talk about the Steelers losing to the Ravens 30-17. So, you know, basically Ravens advance and Pittsburgh, you know, they're still going to be stuck on two championships with Roethlisberger.
Yeah, next week they beat – it seems like the Ravens always have the Steelers' number since Roethlisberger has been with the franchise and they beat them yesterday 30-17. So next week they face the Patriots. And yesterday also the Panthers beat the Cardinals. So they're going to go on and face either the Seahawks or the Packers, depending on the outcome of today's game between the Lions and the Cowboys.
Yeah, that was upset with the Panthers. You know, they got the 7-8 record, and and not to mention Newton came back recently from that car accident.
Yeah,
even he admitted, you know, he's thankful to God. You know, he thought he was gonna die. You know, every time he looks at that car wreck, so. It's just a miracle that he's alive, not paralyzed, and, you know, he's in the postseason, and, you know, his team advances.
Yeah, and a lot of Cardinals fans wish he did.
I mean, oh, my God. Don't do that. Go there.
Hey,
no, go there.
Because they Cardinals, man, they I got to give them credit. They had a good year despite all the injuries that they had, they just wish that Cameron didn't play yesterday. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, I think they had an 11-1 season, if my memory serves me right.
Yeah, they were at one point. I think they were. They finished the season what 11-5, I think.
I think so. That
not, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah, they finished at 11-5. They started on the field like 6 or 7-0, I think.
They were the anti-Raiders.
Yeah, it's too bad. They've got to look forward to next year. Hopefully they stay healthy.
Yep, no doubt about that. And the Colts advanced 26-10 against the Bengals.
Yep. They play the Broncos next week.
That's going to be an interesting matchup. You know, Peyton facing his former team in the playoffs.
Yep.
That's going to be very exciting. You know, he's going to try to, you know, rebound from last year losing to the Seahawks in a horrible fashion in the Super Bowl. So that's definitely going to be an interesting matchup right there.
Oh, yeah. That should be a good one. Two great quarterbacks, Luck and Manning, going at it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's definitely going to be interesting. Sure. And like you said, right now, going on is the, you know, Detroit leading Dallas 17-7.
Yeah, Cowboys, you know, they had a great season. They have home court advantage, but you know, it looks like they're about to choke again in the postseason, like usual.
Yeah, you're right, man. Romo, man, the postseason, man, he's like a totally different animal.
Yeah.
You know, it's not easy, you know, being being tough, being having that intestinal fortitude in the playoffs because all the pressure's on you.
Yep.
You know, it's like being a pitcher, a starting pitcher, basically.
Yeah, for real.
And
you got to get it done. I mean, they have home court. They had they won 12 games this year. And, you know, they weren't expected to go this far or win even 12 games this season. So.
Right. And plus, Romo was dealing with injuries.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a miracle within itself that they, you know, they've got this far. So they better not blow that opportunity. Or else they're gonna be playing golf with the Jets and the Giants.
For real.
They're gonna be fighting for the NFC East golf tournament. But we'll keep you posted on, you know, if there's any updates going on in the game. And moving on, you know, the Knicks. They're going to face the Bucks tonight after they lost yet again their 10th losing streak in a row.
Man, I'll be watching NBC Dateline, man.
I thought you were going to say you're going to be watching NBA on NBC. But, yeah, there's nothing more you can say. Basically, you know, lose, baby, lose. You know, try to get a center that he's Okafor, and hopefully with that number one pick, who some scouts are comparing him to Tim Duncan, you know, because of his ability for a big man.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully, my hope is that, you know, Knicks can lose 59 games. Get the number one pick and draft him, you know, because Knicks are the first team to lose 30 games. They're 5-30 so far, you know.
And they're not going anytime soon.
Yeah, and I don't know when they're ever going to win, to be honest with you. This is like Philadelphia 76ers from last year bad. I honestly don't know when this losing streak is going to end. I'm not even joking. Now I know how the Philadelphia 76ers fans felt last year. But then again, we lose all the time too. So it's not like a new experience for us anyway.
Yeah, and didn't you tell me that yesterday that Carmelo is deciding to shut it down?
It's a possibility he might shut it down. Mm. He wants to play because the Knicks are going to be hosting the All-Star game, you know, at Madison Square Garden, while the All-Star Game festivities, the skills, and all that stuff is going to be at
Oh, this year is the MSG?
Yeah, the game itself is going to be at MSG. So all the you know, like the 3-point contest, the shootout, you know, the 3-point shooting, the skill set, all those other slam dunk is going to be at Barclays Center.
Oh, right.
So basically, everything other than the game itself is going to be at the Barclays Center.
I see.
But, you know, in the future, Barclays Center will host the NBA finals. They have to play really, really good for them. Way better than they are for them to be in the NBA
finals.
They're
playing better than the Knicks, that's for sure.
Well, anybody is. Yeah. But like I'm saying, they'll host the NBA All-Star game eventually in the future.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know, by themselves. Right now, we're sharing the All-Star game weekend festivities. I would assume next month. That's usually when the All-Star game happens.
Yeah, it's in February sometime, mid-February or so.
Yeah. So, and basically, you know, Knicks are, they're rumored to try to go after Rondo, who recently faced his former team, Celtics, in Boston. So, you know, Knicks are going to try to go after him, you know, among other people in the offseason. Because they're going to have a lot of cap space. The first time in a long time.
Well, I hope it happens, but it's going to be tough to try to get people to come here, man, the way the Knicks
are losing.
Yeah.
I know. We're going to have to throw a lot of money at them.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have to ask Scrooge McDuck for a loan.
Give them the whole cap space.
For real. And then they're going to say, oh, you know, we came, you know, because we wanted to help the Knicks win, you know.
Yeah.
We had a game. Hey, as long as you bring that trophy that hasn't been here since 1973 and you get some rings, man, that's all I care about.
I know.
And speaking of which, I don't know if you heard, LeBron James recently was criticizing his team, saying that they're not a good team, even though obviously they are better than the Knicks, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And Kyrie Irving.
Right now.
What are you saying?
I would take the Cavs over the Knicks right now.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, he was saying they were not a good team. And apparently there's rumors that he might opt out in the offseason because he has that clause.
Wow.
You know, to do that. And
I don't think he would do that.
I don't think he'd do it, too.
No, come on.
I don't think he would do it, to be honest with you. And he's rumored, of course, to go to the Lakers, and guess who else?
Who else?
The Knicks, but I don't believe that.
Oh, for real?
That's the rumor.
That's not.
I don't believe until he signs on the dotted line and wears the Knicks uniform. That's when I'll believe it. And hey, if he does do that, you know, he's gonna officially be a mercenary.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. He already has that reputation already, but hey, I don't care if he comes here. I don't care for how many years he comes here. He could come for a year or two, win a championship, and go back to Cleveland. I don't care. As long as he brings the title here, hey, I'll give him a standing ovation every time he shows up.
Yeah, but I don't see that happening, man.
I'm 100% with you. You know, I definitely don't see that happening. Especially with the – had he not come back, whichever way, how you say it. I can't remember right now. But in any case, if he didn't come back, you know, to Cleveland and went to another team to win another championship, then I'd say, maybe he might do it.
Yeah.
But for him to come back for a year and say, you know, he's going to try to win the championship and then leave when the team is not – I mean, the team is not doing that bad. I mean, they're not consistent. You know, they're not dominating as they were expected to do. But I don't know, it would seem phony. You know, he wrote that emotional letter.
Yeah.
You know, about how he wanted to come back and, bring the title back. Yeah, I just don't see that happening, to be honest with you.
I don't see it happening. Maybe several years down the line he leaves, but not right now.
Maybe if he's ready to retire when he's over the hill, maybe.
Yeah.
Come to the Knicks, maybe. but I just don't see that happening. Let's see. Well, with Darwin Bear's rumored to be waived, you know, to make room for a guy in the D League who Phil Jackson is, you know, has high hopes for. His name is Langston Galloway.
Oh yeah, I heard about him.
Yeah.
It looks like he could be a good player.
Yeah, so he might get a 10-day contract.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we need to see what he has. He could be a good fit.
Yeah, they need to try anything, to be honest with you, because nothing is working, so it is what it is, man. You just need to turn it around. And let's see what else happened in the world of sports. At the Rose Bowl recently, Winston and the Florida Seminoles, they suffered their first loss of the season, and they lost in the worst possible way, in the worst time. They lost in the Rose Bowl against the Oregon Ducks, a battle between the last two Heisman Trophy winner, Winston the former Heisman Trophy winner, and of course Marcus Mariota, the current, the new Heisman Trophy winner. And basically, man, Mariota proved that he should be the number one pick.
Oh yeah.
In the NFL draft this coming up.
This team gave Florida State an ass whooping.
The final score, I think, was 59-20.
Yeah.
And that fumble that Winston did, man, that just highlighted the loss right there.
Yeah.
He didn't just lose, but he just got beat down. You know, what else can you say?
Well, now this is his final year, right?
Oh, well, yeah.
He's a senior, so.
Yeah, not a great way to go out, but he did last year win the title, you know.
That's true.
So, I mean, I think his stock took a hit. Question is, how much of a stock did it take?
Well, he had some off the field stuff.
Oh yeah, well that too. You put that, add that onto it, you know. It's gonna be interesting how the scouts are gonna view him, how he's gonna be drafted.
I think he's gonna be a bust.
He could be. I mean,
just like Vince Young.
He did raise some eyebrows with that.
Yeah.
You know, how he lost. We'll see. We'll see what happens. And moving on to WWE. Edge and Christian returned. And the Authority returned after Seth Rollins threatened to curb stomp Edge in the head. And basically, I don't know what you thought, but I thought they rushed the Authority story because they kept talking about them every week.
Yeah.
So it was
going to come back.
I knew they were going to come back too because they never made us forget about the Authority.
Mm-hmm.
They just kept talking about them. But what did surprise me is that they did show up on Monday night. I thought they were going to save the celebration with the champagne for tonight. I mean, tomorrow night, I should say, on Raw. You know, make this huge announcement and be like, oh, wow, the Authority is officially coming back. Watch their celebration as they return. But nope, they just popped up like they had nothing else better to do backstage and celebrate. And there's a rumor that, you know, somebody, a future WWE Hall of Famer, is going to be returning, are going to return tomorrow night. So tune in.
It's going to be the man they call
Sting.
I can say the name.
Oh, you told me. I thought you were going to say it. So that's the rumor. But we're not 100% sure. You know, Sting's going to come back. But I guess we'll just have to tune in tomorrow to find out. Because he's rumored to face Triple H at WrestleMania instead of the dream match of Undertaker versus Sting.
Which is the match that we all want to see.
Yeah, that's what we want to see. Yeah, these guys are like, Sting is 53 or so, and Undertaker is like 49.
Mm-hmm.
But let us have the match.
Yeah.
Let us have this match. See what these guys can do. Look at Undertaker Shawn Michaels. I mean, Shawn Michaels is up there. I mean, he's not 50, but he's like in his mid to late, probably mid-40s.
Yeah.
I mean, he still put on probably one of the greatest matches, if not the greatest match in WrestleMania history.
Really?
You know, WrestleMania 25, if my memory serves me right. So give these guys, and Sting could still go. Sting could still fight. I mean,
yeah.
So give him a shot.
And Undertaker
still fight. Yeah, that's that.
I agree with you, man.
But, you know, I mean, Undertaker, I mean, you never know. I mean, he had a year to heal up. So, you never know. I mean, this is WrestleMania. I mean, that's Undertaker's, you know, that's his house right there.
Yeah. It's his forum.
Yeah. And the rumor is that if Undertaker doesn't fight, he will be the next inductee into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Real.
So either way you look at it, Undertaker will appear at the Hall of Fame. You know,
yeah, I mean,
weekend.
This has been rumored. This was supposed to happen years ago, man.
Mhm.
This match between Undertaker and Sting, and now, for you to, like, for all these rumors of the past several years and for you to not actually do it, I mean, come on. It doesn't make
yeah.
any sense.
Yeah. I mean, this is right. This might be, I don't know, this might be worse. This might be equally or maybe even worse than Rock and Shawn Michaels ever even fighting because the spotlight is on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The spotlight is on Sting and Undertaker never fighting. I mean, people just recently found out that Rock and Shawn Michaels didn't fight each other because, you know, the internet wasn't really, you know what I mean? Like, the internet wasn't like, you didn't have a bunch of spoiler reports and stuff like that
yep.
back in those days. But now that Sting is here, this would be a dumb decision not to make it happen.
I agree with you, man. It doesn't make any sense. You can make him fight. I mean, match with Triple H would be okay. I mean, it wouldn't be bad, but people want to see him fight The Undertaker. That's
yeah.
the match people want to see.
Here's what they should do. They should have him fight. Sting should fight Triple H at Royal Rumble, fight John Cena at Payback. Not Payback.
Mm-hmm.
Fastlane.
What?
Fastlane, I mean it. Fastlane, not
okay.
Fastlane. Fastlane, I should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's going to face him at Fastlane. And, you know, face Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's basically what they should do. But, you know, we'll see what happens. Anything you'd like to give your thoughts on?
Check out my show, IMAX, Saturdays 11. Come back here, check out Sports Urban Legend, Sundays at 6. Happy New Year to you guys all.
Thank you very much, Max. You are the man. Check out my show, Sundays at 6. And check out his show, IMAX, every Saturday at 11 p.m. only on Block Talk Radio. So I'll see you guys next week. That was Macaulay Matthew. I'm William Ramo. And I'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Bye, Felicia.